Onisea loni. Onisea ra. Onisea lu. Onisea ra. Baba onisea loni. Jesu iwo onisea ra. Onisea lu. Onisea ra. Baba onisea loni. Onise ara, onise iyanu, onise ara, papa onise iyanu.
Tete da soro mi o,
koshe
te mi la se pe. Mi o, koshe te mi la se pe. My God is great. Good morning, everyone. Let's say good morning to one another. Amen. We are going to learn this song. Early in the morning, praise the Lord. Also at the noontime, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the evenings, and also at the midnights, praise Him all the time. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise Him all the time. Try the last answer. 1, 2, 3, go. When you are so happy, praise the Lord. If you are sorrowful, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with all your heart and everything you may have. Praise Him forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him forever. I'm sure we'll be able to sing it. Give us the tune. Early in the morning, praise the Lord. Also other noon times, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the evenings, and also at the midnight, praise Him all the time. Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord, praise Him all the time. When you are successful, praise the Lord. It is happening so good, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for gift of life, and also for His mercy. Praise Him every day. Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Praise Him every day. When you are in your house, praise the Lord. Anywhere you may go, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for keeping you and for providing for you. Praise Him everywhere. Praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Praise Him everywhere. When you are so happy, praise the Lord. If you are sorrowful, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with all your heart and everything you may have. Praise Him forever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise Him forever. Let us pray. Blessed Father, we come before you again. To show our appreciation. To honor your holy name. And to receive more from you. Thank you for always being in our midst. Thank you for always listening to us. Thank you for always responding to us. Thank you for making our fellowship never to be in vain. Thank you for the defeat of the purpose of Satan to our life. There is none like you, O Lord. We give you all glory. We praise your name. You are the Lord. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. How will we be doing this us today? Cause to be done to your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Plating Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I'm talking about the beneficial way of sharing testimonies.
The
beneficial way of sharing testimonies. A lot of people don't share their testimonies. That is bad. Those who share their testimonies, in many cases, they share the testimony as if they don't know the purpose of sharing testimony. Hence, we want to discuss this morning. To share testimony is so important in the church. It's one of the things that keep a church alive. A church where testimonies are not often shared is seen by the people outside the church as a dead place. In Mark chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, and when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him.
Bí ó sì ti ń wọ inú ọkọ̀, ẹni tí ó yé ẹ̀mí èṣù náà ń bẹ̀ẹ́ kí ó lè máa bá òun gbé.
You know the story.
Ẹ mọ̀ tán yẹn.
Jesus went to the region of Gadara.
Jésù lọ sí ẹkùn Gadara.
To preach.
Láti wàásù.
As we had been doing from place to place.
Bí ó ti ń ṣe láti ibi sí ibi.
Now, at the entrance of the city.
Lẹ́nu ọ̀nà ìlú.
A man met him.
Ẹkùnrin kan ló pàdé rẹ̀.
This man had been mad all his life.
Ọkùnrin gbogbo ayé rẹ̀ wèrè ni.
Nobody has been able to tame him.
Kò sẹ́ni tó ti láǹfààní àti dè.
Every chain, other things they used to bind him, he always broke into pieces through that excessive power of Satan that was in him.
Ìdè gbogbo tí wọ́n ti gbìyànjú láti fìdè ló ń já nípa agbára búburú tó ń bẹ nínú rẹ̀.
He was a terror not only to the people around.
Wàhálà ni kì í ṣe fún àwọn tó wà láyìíká nìkan.
But especially to himself.
Pàápàá fún ara rẹ̀.
The Bible says he was using sharp objects.
Bíbélì sọ pé ó ń lo mímú.
To cut himself.
Láti fi gé ara rẹ̀.
And as he was cutting.
Ó sì ti ń gé.
Was shouting.
Ló ń pe ariwo.
The shouting suggests.
Ariwo yẹn fi hàn.
That he was feeling the pain.
Wípé ó ní lára.
But he kept on cutting.
Ó ń tẹ̀síwájú àti gé ara rẹ̀.
Because there was a power.
Torí pé agbára kan wà.
That hated him.
Tó kórira rẹ̀.
And was using his own hand.
Tó sì ń lo ọwọ́ òun ti kára rẹ̀.
To cut him.
Láti fi gé.
But fortunately for him.
Ó láǹfààní fún.
Jesus came along.
Jésù wá.
And the demons in him.
Ẹ̀mí tó sì wà nínú rẹ̀.
Quickly recognized who Jesus was.
Ní kankan ló mẹni tí Jésù ń ṣe.
The Bible tells us that the man ran, knelt down before Jesus.
Ọkùnrin sáré sọ Jésù
kúnlẹ̀. And worshiped him.
Ó jọ́sìn sí.
And the chief demon.
Olórí ẹ̀mí
èṣù. Because there were many of them.
Torí pé wọ́n pọ̀ nínú rẹ̀.
In the man.
Nínú ọkùnrin yẹn.
Talked and said.
Ó sọ̀rọ̀ jáde pé.
What do we have to do with you?
Kí ló ní láti ṣe pẹ̀lú wa?
Have you come to torment us?
Ò wá láti jẹ wá níyà.
Before the right time.
Kó tó di pákòkò wá tó.
Suggesting that they knew.
Ó mọ̀.
They would be tormented.
Wípé wọ́n máa jà wọ́n níyà.
They also knew.
Wọ́n tún mọ̀.
God has fixed a time.
Ọlọ́run ti yan àkókò.
When the torment will come.
Nígbà tí ìjìyà yìí máa wá.
And they so much believed in God.
Wọ́n sì nígbàgbọ́ nínú Ọlọ́run.
That God will not change the time table.
Ọlọ́run ò lè yí àkókò yẹn
padà. So they knew as at that time.
Wọ́n mọ̀ lákòókò yẹn.
It wasn't yet time for their torment.
Pé kò tí ìtàkòkò.
So they challenge Jesus.
Wọ́n pe Jésù níjà.
Without Jesus tormenting them yet.
Ẹ ṣe pé Jésù ẹ ti jẹ
wá níyà. You come to torment us before the right time.
Wà wá láti jẹ wá níyà.
Meanwhile, all Jesus had done.
Ohun tí Jésù àti ṣe.
Was to tell the demons.
Òní láti sọ fún Jésù.
Get out of the man.
Jáde kúrò.
So that the man could be liberated.
Kẹ́ni ìyẹ́ ibà le di ìtúsílẹ̀.
Now Jesus said, "What is your name?"
Nísìnyí, Jésù béèrè orúkọ rẹ̀.
Then he tried to use that to terrify Jesus.
Ó gbìyànjú àti fìyẹn dẹ́rùba Jésù.
He said, "My name is Legion."
Ó ní Legion lórúkọ mi.
Legion in Roman means 6,000.
Legion ní èdè Rome ó jẹ́ ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́fà.
The Bible says he said my name is Legion because many of them were in the man.
So
there were 6,000 demons.
Nínú ọkùnrin yẹn torí pé ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́fà ni wọ́n
wọ̀. No, spirit don't need much space.
6,000 of them can stay in a small thing. So 6,000 of them were actually in this man tormenting him. If you understand other things the Bible says about demons, it will not be difficult for you to understand why 6,000 of them were in the man. The Bible says when they are cast out, they always go to dry places seeking new places of abode. And because everywhere is occupied, often they don't find a place to stay. The Bible says when one is cast out and he goes to look for a place to stay and he doesn't find, he will come back to his former house. If that place has not been occupied by something that will not allow it to stay, he will enter the man, clear the place, go get seven more wicked demons that will come to his aid in case there is any other attack to remove him. And eight of them will dwell in the man, and the end of the man will be worse than his beginning. So you understand now. And 6,000 of them were in this man. Nevertheless, they came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Jesus had ordered them to go out. And now said, "Can you please allow us not to leave this region?" We don't know why they love that region so much. Maybe because they fear there will be no other region where they can do what they were doing with the man. The man was actually a terror because of the presence of these demons. You know, demons, Satan and demons, they hate man with passion. They hate man with seriousness. All the satanic religion you see around, all the occult association you see around, all these idol worship and the rest of them that are being organized by demons, they are there to torment men, to make the lives of men miserable. So they don't want to leave the region so that they can continue to terrorize and terrify the people of the region. But Jesus was not ready for negotiation. So the demon said, "Let us go into the pits. Just get out of this place." So they went into the pits. Now you need to understand one thing. Today, there is no law forbidding Christians, believers, people of God eating pigs. Though pigs ordinarily is a dirty animal, you may hate it because of its dirtiness, but there is more than way of keeping pigs, rearing pigs today. They don't allow them to move around to eat just anything. They feed them with healthy meat. They even try to feed them in a way that they will not be too fatty. They will be more fresh. And with that, nutritionists, doctors will tell you they are not bad as food. We also have wild pigs that. So there is no law forbidding eating of pigs today. The forbidding of pigs in the Bible days was part of the ceremonial laws of Moses. And all of this had been abrogated when Jesus died on the cross. So a Christian may choose to eat pigs today. But you need to understand what was happening then. At that time, Israelites, according to the law of Moses, were not to be pig rearers. When a pig dies, you are not to even touch it. If by mistake, by accident or necessity, one touches a dead pig, he is expected to wash his body and remain ceremoniously unclean throughout the day. Can you now imagine these Israelites to become so irreligious, so ungodly, that they were not only eating and touching pigs, they were actually rearing a lot of pigs? So the demons knew that this business they were doing was illegal, that they were violating the law of their God. So they need the attempt to occupy this, their pigs. Jesus would not resist them because it was an illegality. Can I just digress a little and say, when you go into any illegal business, it's not only God who knows. It's not only your guardian angel who knows. Not only believers around you who knows. Unbelievers also know. And more especially demons, they know. They know you are violating the law of God. They know what you are doing is illegal. They know if they come to attack you, disturb you, or trouble you there, they know God is not going to resist them in any way. So they said they want to enter into the pigs. And Jesus said, get out and go away. So they enter into the pigs. And the power of these demons was too much for the pigs, that all of them just rushed violently into the sea, and they were drawn immediately. I don't know if the demons will remain in the carcasses of the pigs in the sea, or the owners of the pigs will go to carry the dead bodies and eat. Unfortunately for us, the purpose of the Bible does not allow giving us what followed the occurrence. Now, what the Bible was concerned about was the man. And really, man is so important to God, so precious in the sight of God. One man is more precious to God than all the naira in Nigeria. I say to you again, one man is so important to God than all the dollars in America, than all the euro in Europe. I'm telling you the truth. Men sometimes sell fellow men and use fellow men the way they like for money making. But in the sight of God, every man is so important. So the rest of the story does not bother the writer of the gospel. This man became sane, normal, in his right mind. I'm sure the apostles must have assisted him. So he washed his body and put on a clean dress. He was now a normal human being. Praise the Lord. The workers at the pig farm ran to the city and told everybody, you know, primarily the owners of the pigs and other people, what had happened. And a lot of people from the city ran to the scene to see what had happened. And they saw the terrorist, the madman, that was now a normal man, looking beautiful, wearing a good dress, talking normally. They were so amazed. They were so surprised. But decision had been taken in the city before they came to see Jesus. What was the decision? If we allow this man to come into this community, we'll be in trouble. Surely, a lot of people of Gadara were pig rearers. So there must be a very big pig industry in that place. So, and they follow their pigs more than the madmen in their community. So I'm sure their conclusion was that since we have a lot of pig farms and we have a lot of madmen, and this man had as his own job driving whatever from madmen to pigs, and all the pigs will perish, the economy of this city will soon be in trouble. So they concluded that the only thing we can do, this man must be powerful. If we're going to fight him, we are not going to win the battle. But if we go to beg him, they said it's simple. They must have heard about him before. Said, let's go to beg him. So they came and said, sir, we appreciate you, sir. We'd like you to please stay away from our community. Because your presence here will be a problem to us. It's going to be injurious to our economy. And Jesus Jesus.
Jesus.
If you know Jesus.
So, Jesus.
If you know Jesus.
So, Jesus.
He says, I am meek and lowly in heart. Jesus does not force himself on anybody. If it is a child that says, Jesus, Jesus of my parents, I have no business with Jesus. Jesus is not going to force himself on
anybody.
If it is a wife that says, Jesus, Jesus of my husband, I have no business with Jesus. Jesus will not force himself on
anybody.
If it is an husband that says, Jesus is children of my family, but not my own, the Lord will not force himself on him. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 3, verse 20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him. What about if any man refuses to open the door? What will he do? He will turn and go away. So when the people of God are
said,
our economy will not permit us to allow you to come into our community. Jesus turned. You know what it means? He has to cross the lake, an assiduous business, to come to that place. He actually jeopardized his life and the life of his disciples to come to this community so as to be a blessing to them. But when they said they didn't need this blessing, he jeopardized his life and went back to the other side. And do you know what? If somebody rejects Jesus, there are thousands of others, that are willing to accept Jesus. If you read that story, by the time you will land at the other side, a lot of people were praying that he would come back. So immediately he came back. They were so happy. What the people of Gadara rejected, these people at the other side quickly embraced. But as Jesus was to go back, the man felt, I've been a madman all my life. Where do I start my life
from?
The only thing that would be good with me is to become a full-time follower of this man. What a wonderful decision. That's a decision for any sane person to make. So as they drove Jesus from the community, the man said, they've driven me too.
Jesus,
I'm going with you. Jesus said no. The man pleaded. Jesus said, no. Go back to your house. So I'm reading now. Mark chapter 5, from verse 19. How did Jesus suffered him not? Okay, let me start from the beginning. 18. And when he had come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. How did Jesus suffered him not? But said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel.
Ati bi o ti si ti saanu fun o o si pada lo o bere si iroyin ni Decapoli o nla ti Jesu se fun enu si ya gugu eniyan.
So Jesus said, no, you are not going with me.
O le ba mi lo.
It will be of greater blessing to the kingdom of God. It will bring more glory to God if you don't follow me.
To ba tele mi.
Come, brother. Arakunrin
wa.
Sometimes you think this is the best way of serving God, and God has a different arrangement for your life that will benefit you and benefit the kingdom of God. Just listen to God and do what he asks you to do. The result will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. So I'm sure reluctantly,
amen.
So as to obey Jesus, decided to stay back. As Jesus crossed the lake back to where he came from. But the man now sat at the distance, going from one part of the city to another, announcing to them, don't look at me surprisingly, I am the same person, the one you know, the terrorist are the two. Look at me, I am free today. Somebody freed me. His name is Jesus. All the demons was in me is sent back in. Today, I am sound, I am saved, I am in good condition. Jesus, who did it for me, can do it for you. The man preached throughout the whole of the region, ministering the word of God to everybody. That is all I want to say about the story of the man. Let's come now back to my topic, the beneficial way of sharing testimonies. From the case of this man, you can see how important sharing of testimonies is to God. If this man had gone with Jesus to the other side of the lake, he would have become one of the apostles. Or one of the disciples. He will have been of help to Jesus. Don't you know? Those people that were living with Jesus, who were full-time followers, the Bible says the day he appointed the 12, he appointed them so that they may be living with him and that he may be sending them out. So this man will have been staying with Jesus and will have been available for Jesus to send an errand. But Jesus felt, allowing this man to go back to his community and tell them his testimonies will bring more benefit to the kingdom of God. You know what that means? Sharing your testimony is so important to God. It is useful in so many ways. Sharing of testimony. The usefulness of it cannot be overemphasized. It brings the seal of God on the miracle for Satan not to be able to touch it. Many times when Jesus performed the miracle, he expected the miracle receiver to testify openly what has happened to him. It's not because he's seeking their glory specially, but because he's seeking a way of making the testimony or the miracle permanent. Let me join. There is nothing you receive from God that cannot be lost if not properly kept. Even the kingdom of God was said to be removed from Israel and given to nations that will bring forth the fruit. There is nothing. People have received from God in the past that some people have not lost. Some lost their lives. Some lost their homes. Some lost their husbands. Some lost their wives. Some lost their children. Some lost their parents. Some lost their valuable properties, houses, cars. Some lost their jobs. There is nothing. Nothing you receive from God that cannot be lost if not properly
kept.
So when you receive a miracle from God, at the time you share the testimony, the seal of God is coming on that testimony. It becomes difficult for Satan to snatch it or to tamper with it. That is one of the major reasons why you must always share your testimony. When you share your testimony, you are acknowledging the fact that God is the one who did the miracle for you. And with that, Satan will not be able to claim the glory tomorrow. Do you understand? Then you'll be able to trust God more. I told us something some years back. Let me remind us again today. Get a jotter. Preferably a diary. There is nothing wrong with keeping 2-3 diaries if you need it. Get a special diary this year. This is January. Write miracle at the back of the diary. I promise you, that diary will be full before the end of this year. Nobody is saying a good amen. I said that your diary of miracle will be full before the end of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know what I'm talking about. Write miracles at the back. If you like, write my miracles or my miracle book. You know what to do? Just keep the diary. Any day something special happened to you, God made you to enjoy any special favor, support, goodness, provision, protection, miracle. Take your pen. 2 lines, 3 lines, 4 lines. Write it down. Whenever another happens, write it down. Whenever another happens, anytime you have serious problem, you find yourself in a tight corner, things are difficult, you don't know what to do, go and carry that to your dad. And just be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Let me tell you, it will work for you. When David confronted, when Goliath confronted the army of Israel, and David felt he could go to confront him, people around told him, you cannot do it. Even King Israel, King of Israel said, you don't see me, don't try it, small you. David said, when I was keeping the cattle of my father, a lion and a bear. My brother, lion. One day, I was under the tent down there, alone. As I left the tent, I wanted to come to this side. I can't remember, was it evening or in the afternoon, or not in the night. As I was coming, I saw an animal coming from this end. This area was more bushy then, but it's not forest. We have already built houses. Then we used to have a urinal at the back there. From that end, I saw that animal coming. It crossed this our building. I've not been fully down then. It entered that place and from there went to the back. As I was coming, I saw it coming. It was coming like a soldier. It wasn't running. The eyeballs. I'm see Pastor said they would son yeah.
Pastor said he was in jail.
When I saw this,
know
what I
did?
I stood like a statue and allowed Niyogi to carry his wala. I did not shake. I'm sure it wasn't a lion.
It's a lion.
It was what do you call it? Hyena. It should be hyena. They call it what do they call it? It's just though all of them are cats. Lion is a cat, tiger is a cat. It's only that one is bigger than the other. So one of these cats has a lost on God. Where I can shout. I refuse to shout. I never attempted to throw stone. I stood there and allowed it to go well, well. before I take a step. He said, was it targeting you? No, it was just going. But the way it was coming, it was, maybe it was running. Maybe I would have thrust to it. It wasn't running. It was like this. The way it was coming is as if Bimo Beri Lodo Mate Atepa. Bimo Befor Lodo Mate Atepa. That was the way it was going. So leave that one.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
So David said, a lion and a bear came to carry one. Just one of my cattle. You know, some of these animals are scavengers. One will go to hunt, kill, Others, instead of go to hunt and kill their own, they come to share that one. Sometimes, if the one that comes is stronger than the one that originally killed, the one that originally killed will allow Niyogi to stay away and allow it. When he's fed and satisfied and is going, it will come back to eagerness. Some don't even attempt to hunt. They look around. Whatever other animals eat remain. That's what is scavenge. That's what they eat. Sometimes the one that kills his own will kill his jeje. The rest will come. So I believe bear and lion were in a cooperative something to eat one of his cattle. With a bare hand, David remembered as he was looking at Goliath. He said, I went against the two and I rescued my animal. The same God who delivered me and my animal, my cattle from those wild animals, will deliver me from this animal-like man. What followed? He killed Goliath. Share your testimony. Record your testimony. One of these days, it will strengthen you. It will encourage you. It will energize you. It will assure you. It will make you strong and bold and be able to confront the challenges of life. When we share our testimonies, it is an encouragement for others who may be in any problem to also trust God for their own miracles too, and not to go to seek help of Satan about their situation. One of the things we come to do to each other as we come to fellowship is to share. We share fellowship. We share the word of God. We share grace. We share bodies. We also share testimony. Sharing of testimony, we encourage your sister. We encourage your brother. Sometimes when people pray, say, if you can do it for brother Lagbaja, I know you will do my own. Supposing Lagbaja never mentioned it. It makes the church attractive to others who would like to come for their own miracles too. We've had people asking, that's your church. When do you normally have your programs? If anybody asks you such a question, what is that suggesting to you? He wants to come. Quickly tell him, shall I come and call you? I will come and call you. I'll come and pick you. I'll come and carry your children. That's how to be an evangelist, working for God. Many times, they ask such questions because they have heard of what God is doing in the church. How will they hear when you don't share your story? It makes the ministers of God to be more faithful, serious, prayerful, knowing that God is truly appreciating their commitment and backing them. It's common for church people to share their bodies with the pastor. It's common for church people to quickly call the pastor whenever they have trouble. Excuse me, sir. Hello, sir. Hello, I am the one calling. Can't you hear me? I said Satan is pushing me now. As you drop the phone, another one is calling. Excuse me, sir. I'm traveling and I fear that road. Can you pray that there be no trouble? And, excuse me, sir. I'm on my journey now. Something is happening, happening. The other day we were having miracle night. Can you remember? Well, all of us were rejoicing and thanking God. You are thanking God jubilating. Somebody came to meet me and said, I receive a call now that armed robbers have entered my yard. Some of you remember. And I told you, armed robber enter one of our yard. You tell the armed robber to shake him to go. And the second day, the brother called me and told me. No, he called. I couldn't pick. I called later. He told me he had been trying to reach me. That the armed robber entered the yard. He did not touch anything. They jumped the fence and went away. The point I'm making is this. Don't only come to tell us you have a problem. Come to tell us what God has done to you. Nobody is coming to share the blessing. But it will encourage us and make us to trust God more. That shows the commitment, the fasting, the prayer, the sleepless night is not wasted. It means God appreciates what we are doing. But if you hoard it or you hide it, you know what you are depriving the church of. So, you know what it means? When you refuse to give your testimony, you are not only depriving God of His glory, you are also robbing some of the brethren in the church and even others, something that would have been beneficial to them. Unknowingly, you are assisting the devil to achieve his purpose. But those who don't share their testimony, they have reasons. What is their reason? Sometimes, so that others will not know how blessed they are and come and be looking to them for help. If I share the testimony now that the money government has been owing me, government has paid, people will be coming to me and beg for help. And if they come to you and beg for help, surely the Bible says you will be a blessing. And what's the big deal? And let me tell you, not everybody in the church is a confessional person that once they know there is money in your hand, they are coming to collect it by a trick. Our Baba Osuemela had a problem in his place of work then. And for many years, he was out of job. He was in court. But while he was in court, he came across Bible Pattern Church in Lagos and became a very faithful, serious, committed member along with his family. And prayer continued. And one day, God went to court and destroy all the error allegation that had been hanging on his head for years. And he was restored. That should be after how many years can I remember? Whether 15 years or so. I think it should be 15 years that he has been out of government. He was restored. He was not only restored. They went and looked at the records and discovered where all his people that were in the same level with him in office, when he left, now they were deputy directors. You know what happened? They made him deputy director and paid his 50-year salary. By the time he was retiring, the governor said, "You are not retiring at that level. We'll make sure you get to where you're supposed to go. Where his mate will not get to." They made him permanent secretary. Then he retired. Today is a retiree, but he's still around that government circle because he's still very, very relevant there. He was not afraid of telling the whole world that he paid his 15-year salary. Then how much have they paid you? They pay you 3 months' salary. You are afraid of sharing testimony. Nobody will come to beg you for money. Olamide Oyolodo. Ami Ojare. Some will not share their testimony so that other wishes will not snatch the miracle. Tisho Enibatu. She laughed for Obojo. People go and say now. People, you don't know how many wishes are in the church. So wishes are not in your streets. There are those who will not share their testimony. Because if I share testimony now that they have promoted me in my office, the church will be expecting me to contribute more money. Which church? This one. This one. Nobody is checking your record here. Even when you vow, if you lie, don't pay forever. Nobody is going to text message. Why have you not paid? When you pay, do we thank you? It was the big deal. It's between you and your maker. Share your testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough time for this message. The real topic is at the tail end. Let me quickly tell you how to rightly share your testimony. Prepare to share the testimony the best and shortest way possible. Everybody say shortest. Say. Avoid unnecessary details. Some people, so that the testimony will be sweet, they now say, you see, when I wanted to travel, I said, I will take Lokoja. No, I said, I will take Kwara. When I first entered the Sirius, I came down. I enter Molue. From Molue, I enter. What does that have to do? You are traveling from Lagos to Lokoja, armed robbers. Stop your vehicle on the way. They point a gun to your ear and they ask you to do anything. But while you are talking in tongues and you are praying, suddenly God performed a miracle. A police vehicle was approaching. Armed robbers ran into the bush. You get back to your vehicle and you continue your journey. Praise the Lord. Abayan Leke was coming from Ibadan many years ago. He had flat tire. We don't know if they caused the flatness of the tire. And while he was trying to repair the tire, I'm robbers came. I can't remember the whole story. Did they run? Oh no, they asked them to lie on the third road. And in their presence, they carry all their load and cross the road. They carried everything away. After a while, I hope I'm not missing any point, I was able to crawl inside the gutter and sneak out of the place. Then they went far away, crossed the road, and was trying to come back to see. By the time we will come around, the armed robbers have carried all the loot, everything they were bringing, and went away. Not long after, they saw a vehicle coming. The police stopped. They narrated what has happened. I'm sure the police sympathized with them. He now told the police that this is the road where they carried our load. The police, who wants to die? The police said they were not going there. They saw him entered into him. He said he would go. When they saw him not carrying gun going, police followed him. And by the time they traveled a little inside the footpath, they met all his road, all his load. Not one thing was taken away, everything was packed in one place. He and the police carry everything back to his car. Thank you, God bless you. They even helped him to change the tire. Continue his journey, came to Lagos as if nothing has happened. Have you forgotten my story? I didn't go to preach, I went to do your journal in the church of Okojie. Okojie is now there. Okojie later relocated to South Africa, and there was a pastor. He came from South Africa. One day I was doing a conference in court assembly there, and I suddenly saw somebody, hey, this is Okojie. Okojie, how are you? We greeted. I said, all the pastors that were there, I said, I've told you a story before that I was in a church. Armed robbers came. I said, this is the man. He now took the microphone and explained to everybody there. But was it last year or thereabouts? I read on Facebook that Okojie has gone to be with the Lord. Now, I was in the church of Okojie when armed robbers came. I went with Pastor Augustine, Abuja pastor, who was sitting at the back, the last bench. Because I was dodging going to sit on the altar. I know the pastor wanted to see there. I didn't even want him to know I was there. And thank God, I wasn't around where we came. And I had no job there, so we sat at the back. Thought we were hiding. One of his elders have already noticed me. So the elder came and said, sir, I want you to come and sit on the altar. I said, leave me here. Here is good for me. He said, when pastor come, he will not like you to sit here. I said, he went away. When his pastor came, I'm sure he told his pastor. The pastor did not even come to tell me. Okojie just came to me and carried my Bible and held my hand and carried me like a slave, dragged me to the front. He didn't know I came with Augustine. And Augustine did not follow us. So I was sitting in the first bench in the seat in the front. Augustine was sitting in the last seat at the back. And while the service was going on, Amrobas came. I can't tell you the whole story, it's a long story. But they demanded for key of the car. I thought there were many cars outside. I never knew it was only my car that was there. Opposite Kanti Hospital, that street opposite Kanti Hospital. Then when the man saw that nobody was ready to give the car, he said, he now carry his gun and said something I can't remember now. Did he say he will kill one of us or something? As he was preparing, as if he will kill. Something within him said, this man will kill somebody because of car. I could not say, Augustine, the time was too short. I only shouted, give him the key! Loud. And Brother Augustine took the key of our 504 and gave to the arm robber. And he collected it and went away. Service continued. The preaching continued. After the preaching, the pastor said,
Pastor, why we pray?
No. The pastor was sitting next to me.
Pastor, do you
he was encouraging me, don't worry, you see, you see your car. When they asked us to pray, I now remember it. I didn't go to preach for Christ. If I go to preach, I know I go to Nishaluwa. When I get to, what will I tell my wife and children? We have only one car. Blue 504. I didn't close my eyes. He said, you are not praying. Pray again. I said, God, I did not give my car to this boy. This is the only car I have that carries me about. I used to do your work. I'm not giving them my car. I was talking loud. I was in prayer. And while the prayer was still going, we noticed movement. There are other occurrences in between I cannot go into. But the point I want to use was that I saw the armed robbers coming back. This is the way he did his
sign.
Exactly the way I did. Raise his hand up, hold the key. I was coming like this. As if he was under his spell. As I was in the front, we were praying, I saw him coming. For me to reach out to collect my key, the pastor was closer to him than me. So Okoji collected the key. And the armed robber knelt down. I said, pray for me. I put my hand on his head. Okoji put his hand on his head. And we prayed for him. And then allow him to go out and go. I said, maybe the car refused to start. I entered my car. Augustine didn't know. Augustine was at the back. He was the one who gave the key. He didn't see the drama when the man returned the key because everybody was busy praying. Everybody closed his eyes. They only saw when he took the key away. They didn't know when he brought the key back. So Augustine never knew. After the service, everybody was rushing and we were going out. As we were going out, Augustine saw our car. He told me, he said, Daddy, Kaware, Onya. He has returned the key. He said, huh? I thought maybe the vehicle refused to start. By the time I entered, the man have already opened the two doors in the front, have rolled down the glass. The key had been tried to open the ignition. The ignition was on. The key was bad. He forced the key out. The ignition was on. I'm sure he wanted to start the car. Somebody said, if you don't return, don't care if I got you. No, I don't know what exactly happened. But the way he did it, the ignition was on. He removed the key. I put the key and tried the car one time. We get back home, I said, look at your key. It was in the hand of Amrobas. My God is great! I used the car till I got another one. And returned the car to who brought it to me. It was it Ikole pastor.
Ikole pastor.
That I saw one old man using the car. Only the gilo man and bought it and brought it to Lagos. So when I was tired, I said, Rasivi, come and carry your cow. He carried it back to Ibadan and used it for years after. God is great. God is great. Share your testimony. Amen. Don't go into unnecessary details. Show the hand of God. The way they say it's as if it is their cleverness. It's your cleverness or the goodness of God. Even when you use wisdom to share your testimony, you must show that it is because of the word of God you are hearing that you have that wisdom. Some of your mates would have done better, but they don't have wisdom. The word of God gave you wisdom. Anytime you are sharing your testimony, connect it with your relationship with God. Connect it with your coming to church. It couldn't have happened that way if not because you belong to Jesus. When you are sharing your testimony, share it in a way that it will draw men to Jesus. Show the role your coming to church play. I thank God I'm a member of Bible Pattern Church. I thank God for the word of God I am hearing. When that issue went this way, then that way, instead of me to be panicking because of the word of God in me, I was bold, I was strong, I was able to pray, I was able to confront him, and God see me through. If I'm not a Christian, if I don't belong to a church like this, who knows what will have happened? You know what you are doing? You are drawing others to the church. But there is a way some people even share their testimony. It's like they are glorifying Satan. They spend all the time, how terrible the sickness is. They say, Jesus. Stand up and let us pray. I've taken a little more of your time, but don't be annoyed. This Sunday is what?
Sunday to boy is Sunday say yanu.
Prepare, will be sharing testimony this Sunday. But do you know the testimony we are sharing? Last time we shared testimony of instant miracles. More especially testimony of our spiritual life. What has your coming to Jesus done to your life? Are you a smoker? Are you a sinner? All of us who are sinners. Then how did you come to this holy life you are now living? You know what it will do for you? It will make you holier. It will make you stronger. It will make you more anointed. So if you have testimony of how you got saved, you can prepare to share it. Sharing testimony is good. It's glorious. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. We want to go now, cause your presence to go with us. Cause your mercy and goodness to go with us. Give us more testimonies to share. No evil will be our portion today. All our offerings we bring today, bless O Lord, our tithe, everything we bring to you, use them for the progress of your work, and bless us in return. And as we continue to propagate, to publicize the revival program, crown our effort with success in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.